WITFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Welcome, and thank you for joining on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. Lord, we thank you for a brand new day, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would continue to use us for your glory. As we continue to decrease, oh God, we want you to increase within us. Lord, let it be all of you and none of us. God, we say thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for keeping us from danger seen and from dangers unseen. And for that, we give you all the glory, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will heal on this morning, oh God. Touch somebody, body, God. Touch somebody, mind, spirit, and soul, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, where there is weakness, oh God, I pray that your strength will cover them, oh God. In the matchless name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. God, I give you all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, 17 through the 19 verses. That's the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, 17 through 19 verses. And I will be reading from the Message Bible. And it says, the God who summons horses and chariots and armies. They lie down and then can't get up. They snuffed out like so many candles. Forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic today is snuffed out. Snuffed out. You see, Isaiah 43, 17 through 19 contains a powerful message about God's new work and the call to move past experiences. The passage encourages believers to release the burden of past hurts, past failures, or things that you didn't accomplish, and to anticipate and to expect God's fresh actions in their lives. It's a message of hope, reminding the believer that God is constantly bringing about new things and inviting them to be present and perceive his activity. Glory to God. Here's a breakdown of the key points of Isaiah 43:17 through 19. It says God's power in verse 17 regards God's past acts of power, specifically referring the defeat of the Egyptian army with its chariots and horses. This serves as a reminder of God's ability to overcome even the most obstacles that seems to hinder you. And the next key point is forget the past. Forget what has happened to you in the past. Verses 18 and 19 urges believers to move beyond dwelling on past experience, to move beyond what happened, to move beyond your woulda, shoulda, couldas. Whether it is telling you, positive or negatively, it's time to move on. The focus shifts from the former things to the new thing is what God is doing. He is trying to allow you to shift. He is trying to get you to move. because some of you are stuck in the former things and refuse to come to the new thing because of the fact you cannot trust it because you don't see it. Ooh, you are afraid of change. And the next one is a new thing is coming. God declares that he is about to do something new. A new way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. A new way of thinking. A new way of doing things. A new mindset. A new way of talking. A new way of walking. So you see, this signifies God's ongoing work of renewal. He's just not going to stop. He's going to continue. It's going to be a continuation of renewal, a continuation of transformation in the lives of his people. It's always something new that is coming. You cannot contaminate an old season with a new season. Come on here, somebody. It's constantly renewed, constantly transforming. And the next thing, the next point that the Holy Ghost wants you to get is singing the new thing. You have to get your spirit geared up to see what God sees. Come on here, somebody. The passage challenges believers to perceive and recognize the new thing that God is doing in their lives. If you don't recognize what God is doing in your life, you will never receive it. So this passage is challenging you to recognize the new thing that God is doing in your lives, and it is urging you to be attentive to the present moment and God's unfolding plan. Good God Almighty. Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't just settle, but expect. Have a spirit of expectancy. Oh my God, knowing that God is doing something. Thank you. And your new beginnings. This passage often connects to themes of new beginnings. It connects to themes of restoration and the hope of a future filled with the blessings of God, filled with the love of God. Filled with the presence of God, filled with the promises of God. Ooh, God does something new every day. My God. He does something new every day. Ooh, God. This passage also encourages believers to trust in the faithfulness of God and his power and to allow it to bring about positive change. There is nothing negative about God. Somebody better get this. There is nothing negative about the God we serve. And so we can rest assured that these five things that God has pointed out in these verses, Isaiah 43, 17 and 19, are God's power, forgetting the past, a new thing is coming, seeing the new thing. You got to see it before you can believe it. You got to see it come. You got to see it. You got to know it in your spirit. You got to believe God that is coming. Seeing the new thing. God wants you to recognize the new thing that God is doing in your life. You have to see it for yourself. And the new beginnings. You got to know that restoration is here. There is a new beginning for you. Oh my God. Your future is right there. And the blessings of God is about to overtake you. Come on here, somebody. So in these verses, when God brought the Israelites out of Egypt, and through the Red Sea, he drowned all their enemies. If he would just have brought them out, they would have always lived with the threat that Pharaoh could come and find them. You see, there would have been this lingering worry this lingering anxiety that their enemy might still be coming. But when God snuffed out what could harm them, ooh, y'all listen to the Holy Ghost well, he freed them from the past and any fears that they had. Oh, my God. You may have some lingering anxieties in the back of your mind that are always trying to remind you of what might happen if your past mistakes catch up to you. If your regrets come to light, you got this thing that's harboring you in the back of your mind that's lingering of what went on in your past, God wants you to release it. People of God, can I tell you that the threat has been taken care of? God has put an end to what you are worried about. God has put an end that has been lingering over your head, that has been lingering up concerning your past. He has put an end to it. You don't have to live afraid. You don't have to live anxious nor worried. He didn't just bring you through the difficulty. He didn't just bring you through the sickness. Are you real shy? He just didn't bring you through the depression. He just didn't bring you through the worry. My God. But he has drowned the guilt, the shame, the opposition. Yes, he did. I get it, the oboe shot. People of God, what was trying to harm you is already defeated. Jesus Christ set you free, and he is about to do something brand new in your life. I want you to lift your hands. I get it, the oboe shot, and praise God that God snuffed out your enemy. He snuffed out your enemy, and your new beginning has began today. This is a memorial unto the Lord. Let us pray. Father, thank you that the power of Jesus shed blood has secured an everlasting release from our sins. Father God, we thank you that he has paid the incredible price to blot out all our sins and set us free. Father God, I declare that we are free from any lingering anxiety about our past. God, we thank you. I get it, your bullshit. God, we love you. God, we worship you. God, we adore you. We magnify your name, God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. He has snuffed out the enemy in your life. People of God, I want to thank you for attending the Hidden Love Affair. We didn't get a chance to finish the whole play, but I rest assured there is a part two coming very soon. How you the oboe shy? And this time, part two will be free and open to the public. And let me tell you something. Every seed that was sown into the youth ministry. We are about to build a state-of-the-art youth center for our children, not only because of Zion Hill Kids, but the kids in Sinla, to get them off the street, to have them to do something. It's going to be a state of the art, and I know Pastor doesn't mind me sharing, but it is going to be a $4 million project. And I want you to sow a seed. We're not begging for no money. No, we never beg. But I don't want you to miss out on this incredible seed sowing project. Because every dollar that is sold into the youth is well worth it. Yes, because they are our future for today. And we want to cover our children. Yes, because each one of them has a special anointing on their life. The house was packed The church was packed, and